You talked about the battery case with the protrusion problem.
You want to see it? I got one.
Probably heard of this. This was just...
It's always a big deal when Apple announces a new product.
Right.
So there's a lot of press, even though this is not an important product.
There's press, and then there's press about the press, and right. then more press about how there wasn't enough press.
Put yourself in the position of an Apple blog or MacBreak Weekly, where we got to do a show every week, and Apple blog's got to do hundreds of articles every week. There's not a lot of news, mm-hmm. so it's something like a new battery case from Apple that's going to get a lot of attention. This is so I'll tell you what they all said, and then I'll show you what it is. This is only for the iPhone 6 or 6S. So one thing the pundits said is, well, tacit admission from Apple that the iPhone 6 just doesn't have enough battery life. I don't know if that's what that means. They didn't make it for the 6 Plus, but there's a good reason. You don't need one,
right.
do you? I mean, really.
I think it's those apps I was telling you about last week that, like, track how much you're on your phone and track when you're texting and walking.
Are you running?
And especially when I go to San Francisco.
I don't run out of juice.
I get too low.
Who's your carrier?
Sprint.
Okay, that's probably more of the issue.
Oh.
Because you say it happens when you go to San Francisco. This is often the case. If you go to areas where your phone is roaming a lot or mm-hmm. seeking a lot, that means its radio is on a lot. It can make a huge difference in battery life. So if you have good battery life here in Petaluma, but then you go somewhere and the battery life suddenly is terrible, that's what's going on. It's the radio.
Okay.
Not much you can do about that, except leave Sprint.
Well, sometimes I just run my phone on low power mode when I'm in San Francisco because
There's one solution.
Like you don't need
it. Yeah, that'll help. Right.
But or... If you have a 6...
Well, a lot of people have Mophie cases. They've been around for a long time.
Anker was another one.
Anker's $30 for a pretty hefty case. And so the other thing pundits say, and this one I agree with, is Apple, why don't you tell us what the specs are? They never say how much battery is in here. They say, it's roughly going to recharge your phone. Roughly. I want to know how many milliamp hours are in here, okay? Now, maybe that's not a meaningful statistic because people lie. I don't know. But everybody else tells you. That's apples and apples. It is, I have to say, it's that nice silicone rubber. It feels like Apple patented this rubber because it's so soft.
Is it the fluoroelastomer?
Probably the fluoroelastomer.
Same thing. It's soft.
You know, it's the same material used in the plugs on the Mac Pro.
Oh, interesting.
And the tires on B-52 bombers, of all things. So this bends back, and that's what's, you know, it's easy to put on because it's so soft. But the other thing people said is, where was Johnny Ive when they designed this hump? Now, I'll tell you what I think. I think Johnny said, you don't need, because every other case, they hide the hump by making the whole case bigger.
Right.
Johnny's saying, we don't need to do that. We need form to follow function. And there's a battery, and you don't want to hide it. That's what this is, a battery. So there's no extra material. It's just exactly, it's true to the actual case. It's the battery plus rubber to make the case. Why hide that?
It's transparency. Johnny Ive is all about transparency.
He's all about truth in
advertising. Tricking you with his beautiful voice.
Now, the other advantage this has is because it's an Apple product, of course, it's got the lightning port, and the phone knows about it, so you will see the charge state in the phone in the notifications as you do with the Apple Pencil. That's something no other battery case does. But then there's a strange thing that I think Sir Johnny must have missed.
Mm.
There is a light to tell you the charge state, but where is that light? It's inside the case.
Oh.
So when you have a phone in there, you will not know. We don't want people to see unnecessary lights when you're using the case.
So you don't know what?
You can't tell what the charge... That's what the light tells you.
Whether your case is charged.
Yeah.
But you're supposed to charge it
with the case. You can do
it from
the pull down, so I guess that's the idea. The other thing somebody complained about, maybe it was Serenity Caldwell, is... while the lightning port is physical on the bottom, so that you plug into the bottom and it duplicates itself as it plugs into the phone, not so for the earphone plug. It's just a hole in the case.
Yeah.
And while Apple's earphones pass through just fine, many earphones, including the Beats headphones.
Christina Warren was saying that.
The Beats headphones, she had to get an adapter and extender. Yeah, so that's something to be aware of. Yeah. But, you know, that's true of many cases. It's got a nice soft lining, like the inside of a deer's tummy.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it, right there. That's
$99.
It's expensive. That's
$99.
The other thing. How much is the anchor?
I don't know. You said it was $30.
$30.
Yeah.
and more capacity.
Yeah, so. But can my problem with some charging cases, you have to charge them separately with a micro USB cable, and then that just adds more complications.
Yeah, this is nice because it uses lightning.
Yep. I have a charging station for my whole family, and it just also gets confusing.
It does the right thing. Because I think the right thing, although, you know, Mophie cases give you a switch to decide what the right thing is. But in this case, Apple, we don't want switches. We want to have a pure experience. What it does is it keeps the phone at 100%. So the first thing to draw down is the battery in the case. So that way, when you use up the battery in the case, you could take it off and you still have 100% on your phone. Mm-hmm. For most people, I think that is the right thing. That's what you want. But the Mophie case lets you switch that off and on if you don't want it to be that way. So there it is. I mean, it's fine, but you have many choices, some less expensive, none of which have the Apple logo on the back.